I'm India Davis.
I'm Summer Davis.
And we got next.
You next up and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flesh. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
Yeah, let's go, SLT Nation. What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. It is season four, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I are 10 toes down. We are going all across this country from the window to the wall. That's right, except this time we are going up to Detroit to find superstars. That's right, rising sensations, future phenoms in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And you don't have to fix your cameras, ladies and gentlemen. You are not seeing double. We got double trouble in the building. That's what I'm talking about, ladies. Some of the dopest hoopers coming from the north side out of Detroit, Michigan. We got the 2023 and the 2024 Gatorade Player of the Year for the state. The 3-time state champions. Y'all make some noise. Represent West Bloomfield Lakers. The 5'10 silky smooth combo and shooting guard. The dangerous twins, India and Summer Davis. What's up, ladies? How y'all feeling today?
We good.
KT, I'm just glad they smiling. I ain't think we was going to get that out of
here today, man. We got them. Yeah, we got them.
We got them. Hey, well, we got a banger in store for y'all today. I'm telling y'all, UGA just got blessed. And we're going to tell y'all why. But if this is your first time rocking with SLT, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. We'll put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Choir Storm. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT, Kale. You wanna make that challenge? You wanna get him in 2-on-2, dog?
I was gonna ask you which one you guard. Which one you want?
Bruh, after watching the highlight films, I'm gonna be a liability on that court.
You gotta pick one. I can't play both of them, so which one you got?
I don't know, man. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and take Summer. I'm gonna go ahead and take Summer. She seemed like she got a little bit of nasty. She got a chip on her shoulder, so we can get down low and bang a little bit. So I'm gonna take Summer on this one. But hey, ladies, y'all ready to kick the show off and get this party started? Hey, yeah. Every show starts out with a segment called The Moment of Truth. This is our icebreaker as a way to get to know the twins a little bit better. We're about to play our version of Two Truths and a Lie. So before the show, the ladies have prepared three facts about themselves. They're going to give us these three facts, and then KT and I will have exactly 60 seconds to work together as a team and try to figure out which one of these facts is all cap. All right, ladies, y'all take your time. Don't try to trick us up too hard, but give us your three facts.
Okay, we were adopted. We are identical, and we have 7 siblings.
Hey, dude, Kevin, I ain't seen nothing about adoption. I don't think I did enough good research, man. Hold on. Seven siblings.
Well, we know they're identical twins, so
yeah, we know that they blessed us with that one. You're right.
They gave us a layup on that one.
But adopted versus 7 siblings. Which way you want to go, man? I'm feeling like they were adopted. Kevin, what you feeling, man? I'm just throwing a lay.
I'm trying to look at Summer's face, man, but she got that game face on. I can't
game face. They true Mambas, dog. You ain't finna be able to read their faces. I said they was adopted. I'm gonna say that adopted is the truth. They don't have seven siblings.
But then B. Jones, they adopted, they may have seven siblings. You see what I'm saying? This is kind of tricky. Yeah. Right,
we're going to say y'all were adopted, but you don't have seven siblings. Y'all got like six siblings. Tell us which one was the fact. Which one was the lie?
The lie was the identical and adopted.
Wait. So y'all are adopted and y'all are identical.
No,
y'all
we're not. We have seven siblings.
Oh, we missed it, KT. God, dog. So this is, I'm not even going to tell y'all why that tripped me up. Because your mom's introduced herself. Her last name is Young. I had to try to make a last second decision on that one. KT,
we did a horrible job. I got to get a new partner to play against them 2-on-2 then. I can't. Let's
go. Good grief. Man, my heart broken. But all right, ladies, let's get this journey ripping and running. We need y'all both to take your right hands lifted up. And if you are listening to or watching this show, take your right hands lifted up. Reach over your left shoulders, ladies. Grab that seatbelt and strap up. Click, clack. It is time to go. Hey, the first official act of business is paying the bills. And by paying the bills, we need you on the other side of this camera to help us to take the Sports Life Talk family to a whole nother level. That's right. It's four critical things that you can do right now within your power that won't cost you a penny that allow us to take this show and just, hey, we're going to move mountains. That's what I'm talking about. So check this out. Number one, make sure you hang around to the end of this episode. So even if you want to go get you a Sprite or something or use the restroom, just keep this show rolling and come back and watch it again for the parts you missed. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow. We need this show to be popping like over Redenbacher and bubble all the way up to the top. Number three. Hey, these young ladies, they love to pass. I saw some nasty passes on these highlight film. So if we need y'all to throw the assists to your teammates, your family, and your friends so we can spread the word on how amazing these young hoopers are and how they gonna take the world by storm. So it's on you to share this thing to all of your people. And last but not least, subscribe to the Vibe. That's right. Come be a part of the SLT tribe by smashing that subscribe button. We the hardest working podcast in the game, and we giving y'all over 180 episodes this year. And I'm telling you, the names are only going to keep getting bigger and better. These young ladies, top 100 ESPN hoopers, and we getting them, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all smash that subscribe button. All right, so this is going to be tough for y'all. Summer, India, is West Bloomfield, is UGA, are they going to hold us down? Are they going to show Sports Life Talk some love?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all heard them. Let's do it like we true to it. Make some noise. Smash that subscribe button in 1, 2, 3. Boo. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's my favorite part of the show. We got all these new family members who are rocking with us. West Bloomfield is in the house. All right, ladies. So y'all got to tell us. We always pick an emoji of the show just to kind of do a roll call, okay? So what is your favorite emoji? What emoji are you two young ladies using the most when y'all text each other? Not everybody else. When y'all text each other, what is the most popular emoji that y'all are using?
Probably like the crying emoji. Like
the laughing emoji.
Yeah, it's like it's a crying, but like you're dying laughing or something.
Yeah.
All right, well, y'all heard the twins. Throw that crying, laughing emoji in the chat if you did any of those three, especially if you smashed that subscribe button. KT and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family here at Sports Life Talk, and we want to welcome you to the Sports Life Talk family. Kevin, I say if we get like 1,000 views on this joint, we do something special for the laughing, crying emoji. We're going to select one lucky watcher. But, Kevin, what are we going to tell them, bro? Everybody who does it, what are we going to tell them?
We got to tell them thank you, B. Jones, and we got to tell them thank you again. We got to do it twice.
We got to do it twice. Everything's going to be double on this episode. All right, ladies, y'all sat there long enough with a smile. Finally, we got the smile, KT. But it is time for us to tell them what makes you guys tick. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all are in the danger zone. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk initiation.
All right, to initiate both of y'all into the SLT family, you got to give us your top 5 music artists. And Summer, we're going to let you go first.
Kanye, Lil Baby, Janae Aiko, Rihanna, and Chris Brown.
No Big Sean? You show some love to some Detroit a little bit up there with Kanye from Chicago. They ain't put no Detroit artist in this name, man. All right, we'll let India go.
Brent Faiyaz, Drake, Lil Baby, I like Chris Brown, and I like Skilla Baby.
Now I have no earthly idea who Skilla Baby is. I know Drake.
Skilla Baby. I think it's Skilla. Somebody else said that before.
Oh, have they? Well, so
that's only the second one we've gotten, but I mean it's.
Kevin, they said Chris Breezy with the dance moves. What you giving them, KT? They all American, so you gotta show them some love. What are you gonna rank that top five?
You know what? We like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is 10. But B Jones, I'm feeling generous. You said they're ESPN top 100.
Yes.
Let's give them 21 for that. We'll give them 21. I would have gave him more B. Jones, but I don't know. The Lil Baby for me. Even though I do like Lil Baby, I just feel like...
At least what? You said,
okay, so you the one question, oh, they should put somebody in from Detroit, and they didn't. So I'm kind of having your back on it.
We're going to talk to they seven siblings.
Skilla Baby from Detroit.
Oh, well, no, I take it back. But we don't know who he is, so I'm just going to let it go. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why? And India, we'll let you go first.
I would say Black Panther. I really like the Black Panther movies. And yeah, right. I like Black Panther.
All right, Summer, who you got?
My first choice would probably be Batman. I like, you know, he doesn't like, he's not a typical like superhero with the powers, but when he got a lot of money and he make it work.
You already know, B. Give her one more. Batman is my favorite, so whenever somebody says that, it just...
Black Panther mine. So, well, you know what I'm saying?
It don't matter, because I'm the one running initiation. You just click the button when I tell you to click it. All right, so we haven't... Oh, no, I got to do this other one. So, since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be? And Summer, give us your theme song.
Through the Wire.
By Kanye?
Yeah.
Hey, that's not Kanye. She just said Kanye was on top five.
She got an old song. She got, hey, that's that. Hey, that was a jamming track.
All right, India, what about you?
I'll probably say March Madness by Future.
We just had a heated, well, not a really heated debate about Future. We're pretty out there. Spirit Jones called me. He was really
perturbed, to say the least.
What happened with Future? All right, so we have a running debate on our show where I want to be a singer. B. Jones wants to be the dancer. So we need for y'all, I guess, to try to break the ties. So would y'all rather be a singer or a dancer? And India, you can go first on that.
Singer.
What about you, Summer?
Singer, so I wouldn't have to do the dancing.
Well, B. Jones,
I got swept on that one. It's all good.
You got it.
They both got it wrong.
Oh, that's wrong. All right, so what is something that basketballers taught y'all that you can use when you're not on the court? And Summer, why don't you go first on that?
I think it has taught me a lot of discipline and patience and, like, just trusting the process, because it doesn't always work out the way you think it will, but just, like, seeing it through.
All right, what about you, Andy?
Yeah, same thing, discipline, just staying true to something that you really want to do. And that goes for on and off the court, too. So if you really stick to it, then you really get the results that you want.
B. Jones and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. Mm-hmm. So we come out of the rock with y'all. What's that one food spot we're going to go to, and what is your go-to meals there?
Probably Buddy's. Buddy's Pizza. They like the Detroit-style pizza. That's really good.
So what are the toppings we got to get, though?
We usually get, like, pepperoni and olives, but sometimes like a meat lover's is good too. I don't know, everybody's
nah, that dog meat lovers. I mean, what it's called, Bubba's?
No, Buddy.
Buddies, yeah. Bubbles Buddies, my bad, but Buddies, we are coming.
We coming for show. That sounds delicious.
That sounds absolutely.
Because Detroit style mean that they put the sauce on top of the pizza, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Okay. I'm ready to go up north now, KT.
Okay, I was going to go anyway. All right. So welcome back, basketball fans. Get ready to dive back into the world of hoops with Summer and India Davis, the dynamic duo taking the courts by storm. Let's keep the energy high as we explore their journey on and off the court. So, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Hey, I don't think y'all understand how excited I am to have these young ladies on the show. The year of the Mamba, we were very serious. We said we only bringing on the best of the best, and these young ladies are dogs. I'm talking about they are absolute dogs when they get on that court. I'm talking about buckets, assists, rebounds, and they both be getting the blocks, KT. I've never seen a bio that say like 1 point block per game. They got making blocks and doing it all, but we're going to tell them your story. We're going to tell them y'all incredible basketball journey because this is truly one for the ages, but we got to take them back, ladies. Let's go back to the very beginning when y'all were both little kids. When did y'all start playing basketball, and when did y'all fall in love with the game?
So at like the beginning, we started like doing different sports like basketball, tennis, soccer, just all like trying to find what we were like really sick. And we really got into basketball when we started playing at the YMCA. And that was like around fifth grade. And then we really liked it from there, just playing with the boys. And it was fun.
Now, have y'all always been on the same team with each other?
No, well, yeah. It was that one time in summer league. They had to separate us.
Because y'all was raising hell. Because y'all was giving them the best. They thought it'd be up to put both of y'all on the same team. Is that why?
Mm-hmm.
Shame on y'all, summer league directors. All right, so both of y'all got some unique styles of playing the game. Now, at first when I watched it, I was like, man, I can't tell the difference between 23 and 24. I mean, y'all was just both doing so many dope things. But then the more and more I studied it, it seemed like y'all both bring something different to each team. So we'll start with you, Summer. What is your playing style? And what is a player that you emulate? Like, how would you describe your game to someone who's never seen you play before?
I think I describe myself like somebody like Anthony Edwards. He can pass, defend, can score at will. I think I'm that kind of player. Like, I'll get my teammates involved if I need to, get good passes. I'll play defense. Just an all-around player, rebound, score. I can score on three levels. Just an all-around player.
Well, what about you? What about you, India?
I would say LeBron, because he can shoot. He gets to the basket. He's strong. He can post up. He's a good passer. He can rebound. He can push the ball. He plays defense. Like, I'm all around player like that too. I mean, I can't dunk, but you know, you get the point.
I don't know. Yeah. You so nasty with it. You might be dunking it pretty soon. You never know. So when it comes to Detroit, do y'all feel like Detroit basketball gets slept on a little bit? Like, because I think this is our first time coming up to Detroit, Michigan when it comes to women's basketball. Do y'all have a lot of competition out there in the area with a lot of amazing players like yourself?
I think so, yeah, we are.
So why do y'all think Detroit don't get talked about as much when we talk about these national rankings and these, you know what I'm saying, the national scene? Because y'all AAU team finished fourth in the circuit, correct?
Yeah.
But y'all were upsetting everybody.
Yeah. I think just like all those hot spots of where those hoopers come from throughout the country can like take away from what Detroit has to offer. So just like being able to go to those tournaments and then show and upset those teams really helped put us on the spot. Yeah, we really are like a hidden talent, like the state of Michigan. You really got to come here and see it.
I can't wait to get up there to see it. I know for a fact I'm coming out there to Georgia to come see y'all. So this is something that's been bothering me. It's not been bothering me, but ever since your mom told me this and she sent me a text message kind of telling me some of your accolades, I was baffled by this. So, India, you were the 2023 Gatorade Player of the Year for the state of Michigan. And then Summer comes back the following year, and then you become the 2024 Gatorade Player of the Year. Did y'all play rock, scissors, paper? Who was going to get it in 23, and then who was going to get it in 24? How did y'all work that out to where both of you guys will look back and have Gatorade POIs on y'all mantle, in y'all trophy case? How did y'all work that out?
I don't know. I just really just worked this stuff out. Like, last year, we both worked hard, you know, but, you know, India had a lot more accolades and stuff to back up that Gatorade performing. Yeah, that year. So, like, I had to, like, get mine up to prove that I deserved that this year. Yeah, so we could equal each other out. And it happened this year. That's how she got it.
So I saw an interview in which some of you told them, like, they were asking, what do you want to get accomplished? And you said, I want to win Gatorade Player of the Year. So you were a woman on fire. You set out this year to go after that Gatorade Player of the Year. So that was all intentional. You knew what was going to go down, huh?
Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. Do you two push each other the most, or do you find like the outside noise pushes you together? Is it like Davis twins versus the world, or is it more like, hey, it's just us, we going to do what we got to do and the rest of the world will catch up later?
I would say definitely Davis twins versus everybody. Like, we really are, like, we iron sharpens iron, and we really, like, us working together, it really is, like, way different to competing with people that we played against in the state of Michigan or just training with people. Like, it really is, like, a different type of hunger playing with her and just playing and competing against her. It's really hard. So I enjoy it. I definitely think I'm self-motivated, so just making sure she's on track with what I'm doing all the time helps both of us. And vice versa.
So you guys win the championship your freshman year.
No.
You start. Wait. So walk me through it. Y'all won three state championships and finished. Oh, two state championships. Okay. Yeah. And y'all finished state runner up one time. So y'all played in three state. Okay. I said that wrong early in the show. But walk us through. So y'all win the state championship as sophomores, and then you lose it as juniors. And then you come back in your senior season and you had to go to win it. What was it like having that success, then losing it, coming up short, and having to work hard this last season to get back up there to the mountaintop?
That first season when we won the sophomore year, I think it really put us on top. And, you know, you don't want to get comfortable. And I think a lot of us did get comfortable, like a lot of our teammates. And just having that same motivation to get there and win again is hard the second time. And I think we just fell short that year, and it really made us realize for the next year, like, it's not like how it is sophomore year, and you just got to bring it and have that chip on your shoulder every time, even when you win.
Yeah, just coming ready every practice. Like, we don't want to go through that same mistake we did last year just because that one little thing was the motivation. So, you know, I know for sure we were going to come out with a state championship, so everybody just had to hop aboard.
So y'all are the two ranked Detroit, Michigan, probably in the whole state of Michigan, maybe two of the only ranked top 100 kids. When y'all get out there on the road, do people have a target on y'all back? Like, they say, hey, the Davis twins coming out of gym, they bring you their best game night in and night out. Do y'all see a lot of challenging? So which is more exciting to y'all, getting the home team crunk or going and silencing an away crowd?
Silence of the away crowd.
Mm-hmm. Pure mamas, look at them, KJ. They said that ain't even close. That ain't even an option. I want to go out there and bust their head. So speaking of impressive moments, we real big on mama moments, ladies and gentlemen. But we got a little video, and we need y'all to tell us what transpired in this video after we play it, all right?
Okay.
That's gangster. Hey, 24 got that bucket on them. Hey, so walk us through that play, cause you brought the ball down, right, Summer?
We talked about it.
Yeah, what was the play call in the huddle? The girl makes the free throws. Walk us through that whole scenario.
Oh, well, at the free throw line, I had missed one of the free throws to, like, help tie it, and the girl got fouled, so she was at the free throw line. So I was, like, telling Indy, like, this is going to be your shot. You got to, you know, shoot this ball. So she was telling everybody else to, like, make sure y'all clear out. And that's when I was, like, Indy needed to cut around back to that wing, and she ended up doing it just right at the time. That's why I brung it up a little slower and give her time to get down there. And I got her the ball. I was very confident in her shot.
India, what was going through your mind when that ball got in your hands?
I was going to shoot it. No matter what, make or miss, I was going to shoot the ball.
I always love to see the big time shots because, I mean, literally that thing go in and the buzzer sounds. You missed that shot. Y'all going home, right? That's it. West Bloomfield season is over, and y'all are at home licking your wounds, but you pulled it off. And did you call glass?
No. I didn't know it was
going in. So did you know it was going in when it left your hands?
Yeah, I did.
So tell us what that celebration was like when y'all looked up there and y'all crowd was going crazy, all your teammates rushing you. How excited were you guys?
It was unreal. Like, I really never had that. Like, what I had one time at AU, but like not as big and not as big of a stage. That was really just amazing.
Do people ask y'all about that shot all the time?
Yeah, I know.
Summer got to play. She broke it down perfectly. Didn't KT? I told Summer. I told India she got to clear out. So y'all got to look forward to making many more plays like that at the University of Georgia and learning a little bit about you. You guys were committed to Michigan State. Y'all were trying to stay home. Things work out. The coach leaves, and now y'all are back on the market. How did we end up at the University of Georgia?
I think just with AAU, a lot of people didn't know, like a lot of the college coaches didn't know we decommitted. So that left us kind of like hanging during that time of we were playing during AAU and just trying to show as much as we can against the top talent. And we happened to have the coach watching us at a great game we had.
Are you serious? So the coach just happened to be at the right place?
Yeah, she was talking to our – what happened was she was talking to our – old assistant coach that used to recruit us from Michigan State because she had went to Central and became the head coach. And she told Coach Abe all about us and told her that she needed to watch us and recruit us. And that's how she got in touch with us and offered us.
So now how excited are y'all to get there to Georgia? What about Georgia did you guys find attractive?
I think seeing like bigger cities like Atlanta being close to there, we also have family down there. So, and just like seeing what's new down there, like, you know, we've been in Michigan all our lives and just having a new experience.
Yeah, just the facilities in itself, like the SEC is like big. The campuses are huge. It is like way different, you know, from up here with Big Ten. It's nice facility, but it's like bigger, way bigger and different. It's nothing I've ever seen before.
Oh yeah, we do sports differently. Damn, it's tough. Sports is a religion. Now, KT, what is your is it Nakisha Sales that you are crazy about? One of Kevin's favorite basketball players. She is one of the assistant coaches over there at UGA. Have y'all had the opportunity to pick her brain and kind of learn from her a little bit? Talk to her a little bit about some hoops.
We did talk to her about her being at UConn. You know, she gave some tips on like how to like stay injury free. But we still, you know, haven't got there yet, so still need to pick her brain a little bit more.
We ain't got but two more questions, and we're going to get y'all up out of here. I got to ask, 24-23, everybody who's watching this understands the importance of those numbers. In my opinion, 23 is the GOAT. In KT's opinion, 24 is the GOAT. Or I don't know. Kevin, you still feel like LeBron is the GOAT, or he the most statistical? What?
They're both GOATs, B. Jones, but just carry on. Let's go.
All right, so my question is, why did you guys choose 23 and 24?
I was a LeBron fan for a while, and it wasn't necessary just because of like the jersey pick, but I wanted number 5, and number 5 wasn't available. So like I just ended up picking 23, and she went and just picked the higher number, like one higher number.
Are you serious? So this is not a Jordan Kobe type thing?
I was picking it. I didn't have my number 0. They didn't make the 0. So I was like, okay, 24 will be because we're close numbers, 23 and 24. And I thought Kobe. So I was like, okay, yeah, I want Kobe number, 24.
Yeah,
I
mean, you know the number, but it wasn't just because of him.
Yeah. You recognize that, hey, a great one is number. But this was just, I love for my sister. I want to be 24, 23. Now, if y'all had the chance to play any team, any tag team, any duo other than me and KT, because we gonna play y'all to 21, and hopefully we'll be able to get 3 points in there. But if y'all had the chance to play any two teammates or any two players, WNBA, NBA, college, I don't care who they are, who was somebody that the Davis twins would love to play in a 2-on-2 game?
I would say one person we want to play is Caitlin Clark, and what we want to say, Angel Reese.
Ooh. Caitlin and Angel versus y'all. That would be great entertainment. I would love to see that on national television. And my last question, you guys are still, you know, 17, 18-year-old young ladies. What are y'all doing for fun? What is an All-American doing when they not on the court, when y'all are not in the practice facility trying to get up buckets and prepare for the next game? What are you guys doing just for fun as sisters?
Definitely just hanging out with our family. We enjoy drawing and painting
and baking
and cooking.
Just now, y'all can cook?
Yeah.
What's y'all go-to meal? Like right now, if you had to cook something, you're on national television now. What you cooking for the world to see?
Probably some chicken wings.
Homemade, or you throwing them in the air fryer?
No, homemade.
Oh man, I'm about to ask y'all mama about that one. I don't know. We're going to see if y'all know how to cook some chicken. That's some southern. That's some real cooking right there. All right, y'all sign off in the comments. Y'all let us know if the Davis twins can really cook some chicken wings. India, Sama, welcome to the championship rounds. This is part of the show with KT and I. We're going to play a little bit of 1-on-1, or in this case, 2-on-2. And we are about to take y'all through our version of Would You Rather, okay? So the rules are super simple. We're about to go 3 rounds in true championship round fashion. And each round, KT and I are going to give you both an option or a scenario, okay? For this show, we'll go India round 1, and then we'll go Summer round 2, all right? And for round 3, we'll do a little bit of a tiebreaker if we need to take it there. So once y'all select an option, that host gets a point. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of 3 will win this episode's game of championship rounds. KT, you are the defending champion. Get us kicked off, sir.
All right, so you're in an SEC tournament. The first game, first round of the tournament. You get a defensive stop. Your coach calls a play. You look up at the clock, and with time expiring, you knock down the game, winning 3 or?
Or India. It's 10 seconds left to go in the game. Same game. We're going to give you the same game scenario. The other team has the ball, and you are defending their top shooting guard, okay? They try to throw the ball to the top guard. You steal it. You steal the pass. You look up. Summer is streaking down the court. You throw the assist to her. She lays it up, and y'all get the win. India, you are credited with the assist and the game-winning steal and the game-winning assist.
Even though I would like to hit 3, I want to get a defense stop and give the Summer for assist.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's sister love right there, man. They gotta see each other. All right, here we go. Round 2.
Come on, go round 2. Come on.
All right, round 2. Summer, you're officially on the clock. Okay, here we go. For this round, we're gonna talk media and entertainment. Now, we're going to select a group of freshmen throughout the whole entire country, and we're going to put together a 10-episode documentary like Last Chance U on Netflix, and the Davis twins have just been selected as a pair of those players to follow y'all around. So we're going to be in the bus rides, on the airplane, in the locker room, at the game. We're going to be everywhere, and we're going to film you guys, how y'all interact with teammates, how y'all interact with teachers, professors, and to get acclimated as freshmen in the SEC. And remember, this is going to be streaming on a TV show, or
I'm going to give you your own food show that you can host on TikTok. Don't worry, you're not dancing. It's just your food show, where you and your sister get to travel the world, interviewing other college players and coaches, getting to know more about them while eating at some of the best places in the world.
I'm probably going to go to a cooking show.
I'm like, you better. You just said you like to cook. You can cook. I was like, she got to pick me on that.
When she said the cooking thing, I got a little nervous at that point, Kevin. I was like, I'm gonna lose that round. Dang!
And you did lose that round, so good. Let's keep going.
You sure, Summer? You sure you don't want to?
No, she's good. Stop. Stop trying to do that. Go ahead. We're going to move on around.
All right, round 3. It's a tiebreaker. It's officially a tiebreaker now. Let's go, KT.
All right, so for this round, we keep it pretty simple. We stop talking, and we're going to let the shoes we brought speak for us, okay? So B. Jones brought a pair of shoes. I brought a pair that we felt represents y'all. They both going to do this one, though, B, right? That represents y'all. So on the count of 3, I'm going to count down from 3, and I need for both of y'all to say, hold that sneaker. When you do that, We're going to show you what we brought today, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker.
Oh, that was cold.
That was cold. That was cold. That was perfect. Ah! Oh, this dude here.
I knew that was going to happen. I knew that. I was prepared today, though.
All right. Well, I got a pair of backups.
I got my backup, too. Come on.
Round two. Round two.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. You ready?
Yeah. You jerk.
So y'all both y'all together. Y'all work it out amongst each other. Y'all got to pick one of these pair.
Okay. Going the White Force.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Georgia. Georgia. Hey. And still champion, right, B? Is that correct? I'm still champion.
I don't want to talk.
You got to talk. You're the host of the show. You got to talk.
I don't.
You got to talk. You're the host of the show, sir.
I am severely disappointed.
You thought you had me with the 11s, didn't you?
I had the 11s, and honestly, I got my cherry sitting over here. I almost pulled out my other pair of 11s. God, oh, dog.
You should have pulled them out.
I really wanted to win this episode too, KT. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to win this one because I wanted to embarrass you in front of Nakisha Sales, man. God, dog. All right, yep. Y'all.
Oops. That didn't happen. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Well, let's get them up out of here. The twins have been patient with us, but we got to tell them about the future. This story is all about, we talked about the past. We talked about what your amazing big shots and how y'all play, but we want to leave them inspired and following you guys for the future at Davis Twins 5 on Instagram and at Davis Twins 123 on X, Twitter X. So the last title of the show is You Got Next. So what's up next for the Davis Twins? And we'll start with you, India.
Definitely finishing college and hopefully win the national championship and win the SEC. Going to WNBA is definitely our top priority after. But I know what I want to do after that, like basketball done. I want to probably be an orthodontist or a sports agent.
What about you, Summer?
Do 4 years of college. Go to WNBA. Before we go to WNBA, win a national championship, we will. And then go to WNBA. And after that's over, probably get into something with engineering or real estate.
Now, I got to ask, this is my last question, KT. I saw a pass on film, and I can't remember which one of y'all was at the top of the key, but y'all threw a pass that was so cold down to the other one, and the other one laid it up. I'm going to try to find the highlight of that and show it on top of this. But my question to y'all is, we all want to know, do twins actually communicate telepathically to each other on the court? Do y'all know where each other going to be? Or is it just a twin thing, or do y'all just practice so much to where y'all know, hey, this is how my sister play, and I know where she gonna be?
I think it's both. Yeah, I really think it's both. To an extent, yeah. I know where she's gonna be at regardless. Sometimes
I think it's like a feeling, you just know she's there, and that's part of like the power thing.
Yeah, but she know what you like to do, shoot, pass, where you're gonna be, where your spot is.
Yeah. Well, y'all heard it first. The Davis Twins are officially mutants. All right, KT.
All right, so I didn't see that one coming. All right, so do y'all have any shout outs y'all want to give?
Shout out to our mother.
Yeah, our mom,
our
dad,
our grandma,
grandpa, our whole family that come up and support our games.
They're a very strong support system.
Our trainer, Greg.
Shout out Coach Abe, all the UGA coaches.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I rock with B. Jones and KT, told them my story, and I want you to do the same thing. With that said, twins, who are y'all calling out? Who should have next?
We're calling out our old AAU coach, Doc Cornell. He coached us at Height. He's here from here. And he's just done a whole lot for the community and a whole lot for us.
right, Doc, you heard the twins. Let the world know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched and you are officially on the clock. We got to get you on the show in the year of the Mamba so we can tell them your incredible story. But India and Summer Davis, you got next. You young ladies are fire. I'm telling y'all are too dope. Y'all are icons, future legends, superstars in the making. I love your authenticity. I love that intensity, and I love your vibe. You are both extraordinary and elite. You deserve them. Yeet. Oh, my God, back at it again. Oh, hey, I love doing this show, y'all. I'm telling y'all, this is the best show in America. It don't get no better than this, learning from these amazing young athletes. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show as much as I did and my brother KT did. Thank y'all for watching another episode of You Got Next. We are going to be reloading and coming back with more episodes coming soon. So make sure you smash that subscribe button and hit the bell notification so when future episodes drop. And don't forget to hit that like button and share this episode with as many people as you possibly can. We are holding you personally responsible. It is on you now to help us to spread the word and the hype and the vibe of these two amazing young ladies. And if you want to take You Got Next on the road, you can. If you're a podcast junkie like myself, we got every single show, almost over 600 shows in the audio format wherever you download your podcast. So if you're in the kitchen, in the gym, in the classroom, it don't matter. You can take the smooth, sultry sounds in the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the velvet tones of the head coach, KT, on the road. And last but not least, these young ladies are top ESPN. They 4 and 5 stars. They some of the dopest hoopers, you know, in the country. They going to a Power 5 school, but I don't want y'all to think that that's what you got to be in order to be on this show. We love telling these stories, but there are thousands of other stories that need to be told. So if you got a story and you truly are a Mamba and you want to come on the show, go to our website, SLTYouGotNext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you got next. And KT going to reach out to you, and we are going to get you set up with an audition to be on the show. All right, Kevin, take us home, man. I had a good time. I'm a little disappointed in India's sneaker selections, but it's okay. Because I feel like, you know, she gave some of the nudge. Hey, go with the fours, but it's all good. I'll see y'all. Make sure someone cook my wings. All right. Hey, KT, close this out, man.
I had a great time, B. Jones. I bet you, man. They both wanted to be singers, and I won a championship round. So how could I not be happy? Hey, twins, thank y'all so much for rocking with us.
Thank you.
Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Thank you.
Even through the wire, Hey, let's go. Let's turn it up, y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
Thank you.
Knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Life Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Life Talk from the late night to the afternoon. Then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next.